Here's Pastor Rick Warren.
In Luke chapter 1, verse 45, Mary says to Elizabeth, "You're blessed because you believe that the Lord would do what he said." Do you believe the Lord will do what he said? In Psalm 56, verse 3 and 4, David says this, "You know, when I'm afraid, I put my trust in God. And when I trust in God, I'm not afraid. I praise him for what he's promised. I praise him for what he's promised." There is the fourth antidote to when you're overwhelmed with anxiety.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue with a brand new series called How God Turns Setbacks into Comebacks. We're so glad that you've joined us for this encouraging series. And if you have a friend in mind who needs these teachings, be sure to invite them with a text or phone call right now to listen along with you. In a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can get the complete audio for this great series. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000 while you listen. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called When a Setback Fills You with Fear.
Now, there's a fourth character who panicked when there was a setback when Jesus was born. And it was the man appointed by the Roman emperor to be the ruler over Israel while they're under the occupation of the Roman Empire. Now, this guy, his name was Herod, he was given the title King of the Jews by the Roman emperor, but the Jews considered this guy to be an imposter and a tool of the enemy, and they despised Herod. So the phrase, Herod, king of the Jews, they hated that, and they hated him. Plus, Herod, King Herod, was incredibly insecure. In fact, this guy was so paranoid of being overthrown. Listen to this. King Herod was so paranoid, he may have had a mental illness. He had his brother-in-law murdered, that he was afraid he might overthrow him. He had his own mother murdered. He had his wife murdered, and he even had his two sons murdered. He was scared that somebody was going to take over, kick him out, and take over control. Now, when Herod hears that the promised Messiah, the true, quote, King of the Jews, had been born, what's his reaction? He panics. He's afraid. He is so petrified that he would be replaced that he goes out and he orders all the children under 2 years of age in the city of Bethlehem to be killed just to make sure that Jesus doesn't live. Now, King Herod faces a fourth kind of fear that we often have once we have a setback in our life. Financial setback, health setup setback, marriage setback, parent setback. King Herod faced the fear of losing control. Oh boy, this is a common fear. You've had this one many times. The fear of losing control. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 to 3 says this. Jesus was born in Bethlehem during the time that Herod was the king of the Jews. And then some wise men came from the east to Jerusalem, and they started asking, "Where's the child born to be king of the Jews?" Now that scares Herod. "We saw a star in the east. We've come to worship him." When King Herod heard this news, he was deeply frightened and he was disturbed. And notice, so was everyone else in Jerusalem. You know, it's interesting that at Christmas time, we sing that song, Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm, all is bright. But in reality, not everybody was calm when Jesus was born. Now, let me get real personal and ask you, what are you afraid of losing control of? Let me put it another way. What's out of control in your life and it's scaring you to death? What's out of control in your life and you're still trying to pathetically control it? You know, you say, well, how do you know when I'm afraid of something's out of control in my life? Simple. There's a warning light. When you're trying to control the uncontrollable, there's a warning light. The warning light is called worry. Worry is the warning light that you're trying to control the uncontrollable. Every time you start worrying, you're trying to control the uncontrollable. We'll come back to this. But finally, there's one other guy in the Christmas story who has a setback. And his life gets turned around. His name's Zechariah. He was an old priest. Now, Zechariah's wife was named Elizabeth, and Elizabeth was actually Mary's cousin. During Mary's pregnancy, when she heard that she was pregnant, Mary went to stay with this couple, with Zechariah and Elizabeth, an older couple. Now, Elizabeth and Zechariah had prayed for many, many years to have a baby, but it had not happened. And they had had one setback after another, trying to get pregnant, but they couldn't. Now they're very old, and they're childless, and they've given up all hope. But one day, God shows up and says to Zechariah, it's finally going to happen. Guess what? You're going to be a daddy. But Zechariah didn't believe it, and he's afraid to get his hopes up. He's been disappointed so many times, so he doubts God. And this is another common fear that happens. When you've had one setback after another in your life, you start becoming afraid in this area. Zechariah faced the fear of being disappointed. You've had this one too. You have had the fear of being disappointed. I've been disappointed so many times, I'm afraid to get my hopes up. Luke chapter 1, verses 11 to 13, it says, while they were serving in the temple, an angel appeared to Zechariah. And when he saw the angel, he was confused and overwhelmed. That's frightened. Overwhelmed with fear. But the angel said to him, do not be afraid. There's the fourth. Don't be afraid. It says, Zechariah, don't be afraid. Your prayer's been heard. Well, it's about time. I'd finally given up. Now notice, again, God has to say, fear not. Are you getting the point that God doesn't want people to be afraid, that God doesn't want you to be afraid, no matter what setback you're going through? God does not want you to be afraid. God brought you here this weekend so he could say this to you. No matter what you're going through, don't be afraid. God says, Zechariah, you're finally going to get your child. By the way, Zechariah's long-awaited son, he became somebody famous. He was called John the Baptist, Jesus' cousin. Now, of these five fears, which of these have you struggled with because of setbacks in your life? The fear of feeling inadequate. I can't do it, so I won't even try. The fear of disapproval or the fear of rejection. So I'm just going to be a people pleaser. The fear of unexpected change, like the shepherds. So I want everything to stay the same. The fear of losing control, like Herod. So I don't want anybody messing with my plans. Or the fear of being disappointed. I've been let down so many times, I just don't even dare to believe or trust or have hope. Now listen, as your pastor who loves you and who prays for you, I want you to know that for God to turn your setback into the comeback that he wants it to be, for God to turn your setback into that comeback, you're going to have to exchange your fear for faith. You got to turn your fear of the circumstance to faith in God. How in the world do you do that? How do you replace fear with faith? The answer is do the same four things that the people did at the first Christmas in this passage that we've just looked at. So let's just go through it real quick. Here's what you do. If you want to reduce the fears, the anxieties, the panic in your life, number one, first, surrender my life completely to God every day. It starts with surrender. I surrender my life completely to God every day. Surrender is the first antidote to fear and anxiety and panic. You let it go. You give it up. You give yourself completely to God, but you do it not just once. You do it every day. This is how Mary overcame her fear of inadequacy. The Bible tells us that Mary prayed a prayer of surrender, and she put everything that she didn't understand into the hands of God and just trusted him completely. Luke chapter 1, verse 38, it says this, Mary responded when she heard all this fantastic story. Well, I'm the Lord's servant, and I'm willing to accept whatever God wants for my life. Have you said that? That is a statement of surrender. I am willing to accept whatever God wants for my life. I want to challenge you to whisper that right now. I am willing to accept whatever God wants for my life. I am willing to accept whatever God wants for my life. That's the prayer of surrender. God will never ask you to do something without giving you the ability to handle it.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Thanks for being with us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you're enjoying this series and today's message, but can't really dive into it because you've got a long day in the office ahead of you, kids to pick up, or meals to cook, then let us send you a copy of this entire series. That way, you can listen from start to finish or just a little at a time, whenever it's best for you. You can even go back and listen over and over to your favorite messages. Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll give you the choice of either a CD box set or downloadable high-quality MP3s. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get your copy. By the way, all this month when you support Daily Hope, a generous listener is going to match your gift up to $50,000. But we only have till midnight on June 30th. After that, we lose any part of the grant we haven't used. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. Thanks so much.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
God will never ask you to do something without giving you the ability to handle it. He doesn't call the equipped, he equips the called. And if you say, I'm willing to do whatever he asks me to do, he's going to give you the ability. Your confidence is not going to be in yourself. Your confidence is going to be in him. You know, almost 40 years ago, I started Saddleback Church with no money, no members, no building, no support. I'd never been a senior pastor, but I did have confidence in God. And I remember telling it to Kay and I said, what do you think? She said, well, I believe in God and I believe in you, so let's go for it. She said, it scares me to death, but I believe in God and I believe in you, so let's go for it. Job 11 verses 13 to 18 says this, surrender. It says, surrender your heart to God. Turn to him in prayer and give up your sins. Then you won't be ashamed. And you'll be confident and fearless. Here's how you get confidence and fearlessness. Surrender yourself to God. And your troubles will go away like water beneath a bridge. And your darkest night will be brighter than noon. And then you'll rest safe and secure, filled with hope and emptied of worry. That sounds pretty good to you. Sounds good to me. Filled with hope and emptied of worry. How do you do that? Starts with surrender. You say, well, how often do I take this step? Just every day. If you're fighting anxiety, you're fighting worry, insecurity, fear because of the setback you've had in your life, before you get up in the morning, you need to say, Father, I surrender this day to you. I surrender my past, my present, and my future. That's the starting point. Second thing you do, to move past your setback, listen, is to stop listening to the voices of fear. Stop listening to the voices of fear around you. Now, all around you are naysayers and all kinds of fearful people. And the media in particular is filled with naysayers and fearful people. By the way, sometimes those fearful voices are inside you. Sometimes you need to stop listening to you. And you need to replace the fear with faith, as I said earlier. Romans 14, 23 says this, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. You see, fear is the opposite of faith. And anytime you walk in fear, you're not walking in faith. Now, I don't know if you know this, but fear is a communicable disease. It's highly contagious. If you hang around fearful people, guess what? You're going to become fearful. So let me give you a couple practical suggestions to lower the fear in your life. Number one, turn off talk radio and negative TV news shows. Studies show that the more you listen to those kind of shows, the more angry and more fearful you become. Just turn it off. You don't need it. Number two, start hanging out with people of faith instead of people of fear instead. It's one of the reasons you need a church family. You need to get in a small group. Now, let me give you a third practical antidote to the worry and fears that come with setbacks. Okay? This is definitely from God. Number three, fill my mind with music that praises God. You say, what? Yep. If you're having problems with panic, with anxiety, with fear, fill my mind with music that praises God. Did you know the Bible teaches over and over again that praise is the antidote to panic, that worship is the cure for worry? You know, we do this instinctively. Whenever there's a crisis, like a hurricane, okay, people instinctively cry out to God. People cry, oh God, why? Because you lose your fear when God is near. You know, I had a neighbor once tell me, he said, you know, Rick, when I was going through the darkest days of fear, I bought a 10 CD set of praise music, and I just listened to it over and over and over. He said it gave me both comfort and courage. You might need to do something like that. Fill your mind with the music of praise. You know, when Matthew, our youngest son, died a few years ago, Kay and I, we didn't turn on the TV for well over a month. Instead, we filled our home with praise music. Do you know what Mary did when she felt fearful and inadequate? She wrote a song of praise, and she sang it. In fact, Mary's song is in Luke chapter 1. You might read it. It's verse 46 to 56. It's a long song, but part of it says this. Then Mary sang, with all my heart, I praise the Lord. She's scared to death, but she says, with all my heart, I praise the Lord. I rejoice in God, my Savior, for he notices and cares for me. Simple servant girl. He's blessed me. And he's the mighty one who's holy. He's all powerful. He can do anything. He meets all our needs. He keeps all his promises. She's just filling her mind with who God is and what he can do. You know, we're talking about the Christmas story. It's no accident that Christmas is the most music-centered holiday. Because at the very first Christmas, everybody sang. Elizabeth sang, the angels sang, the shepherds sang, Zechariah sang. If you're having a problem with anxiety and fear, you need to fill your life with music. You need to sing the songs of worship on the weekends at church. Now, let me give you a fourth way to defeat the fears that come with setbacks. Base my hope on the promises of God. Base my hope not on what I think I can do, but what on God has promised to do. Now, this is what gives Mary and Joseph such confidence. In Luke chapter 1, verse 45, Mary says to Elizabeth, you're blessed because you believe that the Lord would do what he said. Do you believe the Lord will do what he said? In Psalm 56, verse 3 and 4, David says this, you know, when I'm afraid, I put my trust in God. And when I trust in God, I'm not afraid. I praise him for what he's promised. I praise him for what he's promised. There is the fourth antidote to when you're overwhelmed with anxiety, when you're filled with fear, when you are pummeled by panic. Now, friends, I don't know what setback you're facing right now. I don't know what fear is holding you back. I don't know what anxiety is keeping you up or gnawing at your heart, but I do know this, that if you'll take these four simple steps, you will move toward your comeback and you'll move out of your setback, and your setback will be the stepping stone to your future. Let's review. Surrender my life completely to God every day. Stop listening to the voices of fear. Fill my mind with music that praises God and base my hope on his promises. Let's bow our heads. Father, this stuff is so practical. It's simple. Anybody could understand it. And yet, only if we do it will it make a difference. To hear a message will not change our lives. But to practice it, to do it, to put it into application in our lives will make permanent changes. And Lord, I pray for everyone listening to this message right now. There are people who are filled with fear. They're panicked about things in their lives. They've been trying to control the uncontrollable. They've been worried about what other people think. They've had setbacks that have changed the agenda, and all of a sudden their plans have been thrown out the door, and they don't know which way to turn. And just like Herod, and just like Zechariah and the shepherds and Joseph and Mary, what they thought was going to happen and where they thought they were headed, it didn't happen, and they're going in a different direction right now. And there have been setbacks. And Lord, we know that the natural thing is to be afraid and to be fearful and to be scared. But you've told us these simple steps. So may we take them today. Why don't you pray this prayer in your heart? Say, God, I surrender my life completely to you. Say that. God, I surrender my life completely to you, including the things that are scaring me to death, including the things that have me worried and anxious, including the things that are causing me panic or anxiety. I give this to you. I surrender it to you. And then say, Lord, I want to fill my life with faith, not fear. So I want to stop listening to the voices of fear, even my own voices. I want to listen only to your voice. I want to listen to your word, to your promises. And I want to fill my life with the music of praise and replace panic with praise and replace worry with worship. And when I start to worry, help me to turn my thoughts to you, the solution, instead of the problem. And I ask you, Lord, to help me to move into the days ahead, trusting in your promises, putting my hope not in myself, or even in my plans, but putting my hope in you. If you've never invited Jesus Christ in your life, say, Jesus Christ, come into my life right now and become the manager. I want to follow you as best I know how from this day forward. Father, I ask that you give everyone in our church family a sense of peace this next week. Bless them in every area with peace and with power and with your presence. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time together. If you'd like to reach out to Rick to let him know that this broadcast has blessed you, go ahead and email him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you about an exciting new opportunity.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you, everybody. Because of your generosity, we're able to take the hope of Jesus Christ into places where there are no Bibles, no believers, and no body of Christ, no churches at all. Now, as you pray about giving, I want to ask you to ask God about sending a gift that's the largest you're able to give, because at this point of the year, we have a donor who has offered to match your gift. That means what you give will be doubled. We get twice the bang for the buck, in other words. So please respond quickly and give in such a way that we can maximize it through this matching gift. And I want to ask you this. Would you pray for us at Daily Hope? Pray as we reach out to people around the globe with hope that people will find Christ by the thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands. So thank you for being a partner with me to getting the message out.
And remember, all this month, every financial gift received will be matched by a very generous donor up to $50,000. Don't miss out on a chance to have your financial gift doubled today. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Today is the last day to get in on this great opportunity, so don't wait. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.